Our mission here on the Sports Free Agent Podcast is to connect people with their first or next opportunity within the sports industry. We challenge the normal. Think of this as the new resume, a podcast episode which provides insight into individuals on their values, their experiences, and insight into who they really are. We challenge the normal way of doing a job search and hiring process. We're building a database to showcase your next future star employee on our website at www.sportsasajob.com. We flip the roles, so no longer do people get lost in the search, but they get found. Welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast.
Welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast, guys.
My legal name's Cassandra, but everyone calls me Cassie. So
awesome. So, like, from what I saw, we talked beforehand. It says you're from Toronto. So, give me a little background, like what you do up there. Just a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So, back in 20. Oh, I don't even remember what year. Anyways, I went to a college up here for sport management for 3 years. Advanced diploma there. Loved it. I've known I've wanted to be in sports and work in sports since the day I could like walk, kind of thing. So I wanted to take my passion and bring it into a full work, because I believe that if you love what you do, it's not a job. So graduated there, kind of struggled to find something. Actually worked at a local sporting goods store here called Sport Tech in Canada, and became a manager for, I believe it was 2 years, and then realized that it's not really what I want to do. So how can I change the no's I'm getting from interviews and turning into a yes, you're awesome, here's the job. So I went back to do a post-grad in digital media marketing, which I'm kind of finishing up right now because the virus has kind of stopped and put a halt on everything. So kind of trying to finish that up. Thought it was going to be my year, to be honest, to find that full-time dream starting career, I guess you could say. But I'm taking this opportunity as like, and turning it into a positive, because I believe it's not a negative thing. So when I have enough time now, I'm sitting down and teaching myself Photoshop, InDesign, Illustrator, working on my blog that I have called Behind the Curls. Since my hair is very curly, so why not brand myself as someone who, this is my life and this is what I can offer someone. And then connecting with friends that maybe I have not had time to in the past. So yeah, that's kind of a little bit about me.
Yeah, I saw in your bio, you talked about you plugged in Behind the Curls. Can you kind of explain to me a little bit more about that? Because I was reading about it earlier and I was like, this is really interesting. This is like a really like different path. Like, how did you get into that? Like, tell me more about it.
Yeah, so it started back in my second semester of my post-grad, where I was in a content class, and one of our assignments we had to do was build a platform where we could either blog, podcast, anything that we could think that would express ourselves. And then I had another class, seminar series, where we had guest speakers come in and talk to us, and then we have to also write little short blogs about that. So I thought, why not take this opportunity and take it farther and continue it once like the program's kind of done. And I want it to be like an extension of my resume, an extension of who I am. Because I believe that your resume can help you out, but if you can physically show what you can do, your writing ability, photography, graphic design, just like everything, like I have lifestyle things, like I have tips, I have like my photography's up there. I want to make it like a professional / personal growth for me. And I named it Behind the Curls. It actually, my boyfriend helped me out with the name, because like I said before, it really is all about me and what's behind my curls. So what can I offer to an employer? And then yeah, kind of taking it from there. It's been fun. So hopefully continue and get better as it grows and have more time to kind of like actually physically do it. So
no, it's good you brought that up too, because you're saying how like, especially now that we're all kind of like stuck at home, so it's like an opportunity to like explore more, try out new things. You said you're doing, you know, Photoshop, Illustrator. Have you like kind of applied that to as well to Behind the Curls, and just kind of like figure out a way to kind of improve it, make it better, reached out to people to expand it, or what have you done
with that? I'm definitely trying to, like, right now I'm actually using LinkedIn Learning to teach myself Photoshop and all those programs. It's kind of been put on a halt because there's certain days where I feel really creative and I'm like, oh, I got to do stuff. And there's other days where I'm like, I just want to watch Netflix and like
writer's block.
So yeah. So it's just kind of trying to find my groove and really get into it and really like focus on it. So I wouldn't say right now I haven't really used it for like behind the curls, but I think things that I have been taught in my programs, like SEO, using keywords, making sure that you are providing things that your viewers want to see and your audience versus sometimes just physically writing just to write. But I'm hoping to take like what I've learned and put it onto my blog. Right now I'm very good at using, I don't know if you know the platform Canva, which is kind of like a,
every day. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, every it's day. So easy. it makes me feel like a graphic designer when I'm not even one at all. So like I'm pretty good at that. So I'm trying to get better at that too, so that I can start like uploading some of those small graphics that I've made and put it in. So yeah, it's just a big winding road and stepping stone. So yeah.
That's amazing. And then how much of your work with Motion Ball and like the Oshawa Generals, am I saying that correctly?
Yep.
Oshawa? How much of that work kind of like inspired you to kind of like, you know, learn a little bit more about Canva, or was that kind of like coincided, like parallel at the same time?
So I've used Canva for a few years, but kind of was just kind of, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to make. And then it wasn't until I joined with the Oshawa Generals as their social media intern for this past season, where I really got the hang of what to do and how to do things. Cause I was responsible for all their Instagram stories on game days. So it gave me the opportunity to use my creative brain that I have. Cause I feel like I'm that person once I have an idea, like I go with it and I run with it as far as I can go. And then with Motion Ball, it's a nonprofit that raises money and awareness for Special Olympics here in Canada. And honestly, working there, like I'm going to give them such like great vibes here, cause it was probably my favorite internship like I've ever done. It was so heartwarming to work for an industry and in a company that, helps people with an intellectual disability play the sport or be a part of sports that they absolutely love doing. So every day was different for me. I started their Twitter account. So then I used Canva to make some of the graphics there. And then also went to a few events as well where my graphics were part of it. So it's kind of nice to see my work being like acknowledged. And yeah, they are awesome. I highly recommend checking them out. So yeah, they're awesome. They're also in the States, like Special Olympics is in the States, but most of all specifically to Canada. So.
That's cool. Yeah, I was going to say, when I went to grad school, we had a lot of friends who interned at Special Olympics out here in Los Angeles. So definitely like, familiar with the scene. Everyone's raves about the entire like program. Everyone over there, it's amazing.
It's absolutely amazing. Like I never woke up and didn't want to go to work. I woke up and always wanted to go to work. I wanted to help out, and seeing the smiles on athletes' faces when they get a ribbon or a medal or they meet new people. It's just like, and then the people you meet within it as well, because we also hosted our Toronto Gala at the beginning of February, which is a 2,500 person event in here in Toronto, and it was absolutely amazing. There was 40 plus Olympic athletes plus 2,500 friends and family, and it basically is a family. Like you feel so close, and I was only there for less than 4 months, so it was awesome.
That's amazing to hear. And then like you said, like what you talked about earlier, you know, you want a job that kind of doesn't feel like work every single day. Like, you know, it's like fun, it's exciting. And that kind of leads like, you know, to my last question right now is 5-10 year plan. Like what's like your dream job? Where you see yourself working? Like, you know, map it up for us.
So that's a question I always kind of like, I wouldn't say struggle on, but it's something that I have to really think about too, because I am only 23. So I am still young, and I have to also remind myself that, because I feel like I'm like, no, I should have something. I should be great at it now. But so I really would love to bring the idea of sports, events, and social media kind of together social media being like my number one area I want to be in. And I want to be in sports. It's hard right now. It's hard to get into it. So I'm trying to see if maybe there's a path where I can kind of veer out of sports, but still get back into it eventually. I still work for a few professional sports teams here in Toronto, like Toronto FC, and Toronto Argonauts. So with my connections there, I would absolutely love to work for a pro team, especially soccer, since I've been playing it since I was like five. But if like something like that doesn't happen, I have an idea of wanting to work for like maybe a partnership side. So like a Coca-Cola or like a bank here in Canada that is related to sports in some way. So I still have that aspect in my daily life. But it's one of those things where I have an idea and I want to, like, I want to go there, but I think knowing that I want to be in social media is the stump. And then it's like a tree. So there's so many different ways and paths you can go. So I think it's something I'm going to have to work on and really sit down. And I think this time right now is going to allow me to do that, to really search and Google like companies that I'm interested in, or even people working within a job title or a company I want to work for as well. So I don't think I have a definite, like, this is what I want to do. Because I think if I have that, that closes my mind and the doors to any other opportunities. And if I were to apply for a job with them and not get it, then it's like, oh, I'm done. Like, I can't be in this career. So yeah, it's, I don't have a like 100% like this is what I'm doing, but I think I have the right stepping stones to help me in 5 years be like, no, this is where I'm supposed to be.
That's a really great answer. Like, you're only 23 too. I'm 27 and Colby is like maybe I think a year or two older than me. We didn't start figuring out what we really wanted to do in sports until like 1-2 years ago max maybe. So there's like plenty of time. It's like you say, you know, it's a great opportunity for you to explore around and find your niche. And once you find your niche, it's like, I can't explain the feeling, but you know that feeling. You're just like, this is what I want to do. Nothing else is relevant. So it's perfect. I just want to thank you again for coming on too. And then can you tell everyone, you know, where we can find you, like plug your social media, your portfolio, what do you have?
So I have Instagram, which is at @behindthecurls_. I'm on LinkedIn as well, Cassandra Ferguson. My blog itself is www.behindthecurls.ca. I'm on Twitter as well, @Cass_Eileen. And then I'm on Facebook, but that's like I don't even really use it, to be honest. But yeah, so that's kind of where you guys can find me. And thanks for bringing me on and giving me this opportunity. It's great for someone like me who is trying to break out and be noticed for what I'm doing. So yeah, I really, really appreciate it. And
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.